From reality star to president, Donald Trump will be our next president of the United States. And Omarosa is receiving a lot of flack from it, even death threats. And let's say China's not going to be dreaming about cashing in anymore. She does welcome her new gorgeous baby girl with boyfriend Rob. Adrian Bailon recently got married, and guess who was not there? Tamor Braxton. Reality check starts now.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check. I'm your host, Ashley Gray. Joined with me, I have an amazing panel. To my left, DJ Jesse Janity. And who we got on the other side of that table?
Hey, Miss Dre Renee.
Hola, como están?
And we got a special guest, vlogger Armon Wiggins.
Hello. What up, Wiggs? Welcome to the show. It's gonna be. Speaking of wigs, Jesse did come for me at the beginning of the show.
I attest, he came.
Both of the black girls on the panel.
You know who
the
came for man. Her was sitting on her head, and it's still there. Came, sat, and just chilling.
Anyway, though,
but you got your lace front on.
Sure do. I got my Justin Bieber going. Girl. Well, my Ricky Martin, she bang.
Rob and China did welcome their baby girl, Dream Kardashian. And I have to say, the baby is so freaking gorgeous.
Yes.
I was really shocked that it was such an immediate release of like images and pictures.
Black China don't play? She's like, get it out.
She had that coin set.
Yes.
Coins. But normally they'll wait and then they'll sell it to a magazine instead of like just releasing it.
Yeah.
Literally, the baby was not even 5 hours old, and we were seeing video and pictures, and even Auntie.
Auntie
which
Kim?
One? No, not Kim.
What was
Kylie? Kylie was
whoa.
Like, "Oh my god, I have to go and see this baby. It's like my daughter slash."
Did she say this?
No, but I can imagine her saying it. But she was babysitting King, but the entire time she was on Snapchat.
I mean, they did the mannequin challenge before she gave birth. Did you guys see that?
No, wait,
no,
what?
I didn't see
yeah,
that.
They did. I thought it was
China's
cute.
Up there.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I did see that.
Wait, with Kylie?
No.
Like, pushing out her baby. Mannequin
but you know,
challenge.
It's
in the
really,
delivery room.
No.
It's really interesting because Kylie, Kim was there, and then the other sisters were there, but Kylie wasn't during the
what
mannequin
is the interaction
challenge?
Like, you think? I wonder, like, what happens?
Super dry, like, toast on a hot summer day.
Okay. Mm.
My whole thing is, like, what happened to King? Because I just kind of feel like this baby is like a publicity baby. Like, honestly, like, this baby has been verified and has over 407,000
really?
Followers on Instagram.
Already?
Dream. Yes.
Do you think that they named the daughter Dream because it's a really good brand? Like, this can go far. Dream Kardashian.
It's like a baby brand. Dream.
Yes.
Jessica Alba, you thought you had it? No, boo.
Honest? No.
Are y'all feeling the name, though? Are y'all feeling that name, Dream?
I mean her mom's name
dream.
Is Tokyo. Yeah.
Right. Tokyo Dream. Tokyo
Drifty. Okay. So I'm going to take Tokyo. I'm going to take Dream as opposed to Tokyo.
And the fact that they didn't get no press off of the baby pictures, they're like, hi, our child's going to make so much money its entire life. We're just releasing the picture.
I mean, literally, seriously, honestly.
Truly.
She's cashing it.
Yes, she is.
Cashing in, cling, cling. Wait, is it cling, cling?
Bling, bling?
What? Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. Oh. No, wait, it ain't no ching, ching.
We losing it, losing it.
Ching, ching, getting paid over here.
What is the,
do you know?
What is the sound?
I think it's ching, ching.
Okay.
For cha-ching. Money?
There you go.
Oh, it's cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
It's cha-ching.
That's
really,
it.
Ashley, that's what
it.
You were looking for?
Yes. Yeah. All right. So,
I thought I was the only one that smoked weed on this panel, y'all.
First of all, but shout out to California because they did legalize marijuana. I did vote yes on that, but I do not smoke.
Shout out to that.
I don't smoke, but I did
vote yes. I did it for Jesse. I don't smoke.
I did it
for Jesse. Do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
Literally.
Okay, so guys, have you heard about Sheree Whitfield and Kenya Moore's feud continues with the houses?
Girl.
Like, is this serious? Sheree still has not finished her house in 5 years, so they had a bunch of words coming for each other. What are your thoughts?
I mean, my whole thing is like, they just keep going back and forth with this.
It's
Chateau
so
Sheree shits on everything.
Honestly, it does.
Truly. Like, the Moore Manor, it's cute for like...
But it's finished.
I like Moor Manor because I like the aesthetic of it. I like that it's secluded in the woods. I think that it's really it's something romantic about the house, even though she don't have a man.
Romantic. Well, but I think that that's the good part about Moor Manor because, I mean, if it's me and I'm single, I would prefer Moor Manor over the chateau because the chateau is too big for a single woman.
Exactly.
Like who's she going to live with? That's what I don't understand. Like, your kids are old
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Her daughter's engaged, right?
Well, maybe she's going to move them in.
And she's not even living there.
Cherie by herself? Like, that's like Beauty and the Beast gone wrong. Like, living in
there. According to... According to Kenya's Twitter, she said, it's hard to throw shade from an apartment. And I'm just... I mean, it's true. And then Sheree threw back and said, well, my chateau would be finished if I had an African husband, too. Or whatever. Okay, African man.
But let's be clear. Sheree is the queen of shade at this point. Because she... eats Kenya alive.
Yeah, she does.
Every chance she gets.
She does.
Bottom line.
She
like,
does.
Sheree is coming back for that Nene Leakes spot, and she's not having it.
Yeah.
She is owed that spot, and she wants it. Kenya, you're not getting it. So, girl, you didn't win the house battle.
I mean, I'm over it, but I'm not over it because it's, like, very entertaining. But I'm like, you guys are, what, pushing 50? And you arguing over houses?
But is it that entertaining still?
It's funny to laugh at them at this point because I'm not laughing with them.
We've been talking about the motherfucking shelter for, like,
y'all,
for
5 years.
For five years. I mean, people were driving up to the chateau Instagramming unfinished chateau. Like, that's how petty the people were.
Sheree needs to finish that.
Yeah, she
should. What happened to her clothing line?
She by Shahu? Sheree.
She by Chateau? Chanel? Yeah.
Moving along.
Moving on. So, Omarion apparently has a new single out. It's called It's Whatever, and it's caused some beef between him and his ex, BM, as he titled her, April Jones. Where in the song he says, I've only been single for a few months, torn apart. Catch me on the run, told by BM, she can have that.
Do people still listen to Omarion?
I was just
like,
about
that's my whole thing. Like, can we really talk? Like, who's listening to Omarion?
You know what? To flip that, focus on the music so that we will want to listen to you because this, I mean, I don't know, Usher did it. These are my confessions.
Yeah.
And we were all about
but
it.
We saw his confessions on Love and Hip Hop and it was trash and it's like,
Moving right along.
Moving right.
Patty!
Girl,
I love Patty.
All right, so Patty LaBelle, I actually just had my first sweet patty pie.
Did you really?
2 days ago. Eric, my roommate bought it. And it was bomb. So apparently, though, bomb, she got her own cooking show. It's called Patty LaBelle's Place. Coming out December 3rd, back-to-back episodes on Food Network.
I'm here for all right, Patty.
She's going to be cooking things with 50 Cent, Gail.
Lost me.
Oh. Is this like the Martha Stewart Snoop Dogg?
Just do your own thing. Like, why do you I'm so sick of, like, people trying to just, let me bring on celebrities to, like, boost ratings. How about you just go into your own personal kitchen, throw down, teach me how to cook, and then I'll tune in, but you bring it 50 in. What are you going to cook?
Do a Sesame Street episode once, like Juliet. What's her name? Julia.
Who cares?
The old English woman that cooked the turkey.
Charles.
No, it's not Julia Charles. It's
Julia Child.
Child.
Hello. Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, like, here's the other thing Patty's doing that's really different. You
what
know?
Is it?
She's going to be cooking her, you know, basics, fried chicken, but also...
the basics?
Things, well, what she calls her basics.
Racist. That sounds racist.
Vegan dishes.
Okay.
Vegan with the black people are like, oh,
okay. That's kind of a thing in California for
it
colors,
is.
Too,
for,
and all the people.
For the color. Yes.
You know, we're doing that here.
Interesting. Okay.
It's kind of a thing.
I mean, collard greens will be on the list without the pork.
Right.
Okay.
Vegan and 50 Cent.
Vegan 50 Cent. But you know what? Something else that I think that we kind of miss about Patty. Like, Patty's a little shady. It's no shade.
So a little shady.
Have you guys seen the Walmart commercial about the Patty Pies?
No.
You haven't seen the... Oh, there's a commercial.
What happened in the commercial?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's talk about this commercial. Can we talk?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing about the commercial. I found it really, really funny because a good friend of mine, you know, Patty!
Yeah.
So, you know, last year on November 11th, he went viral for the pie.
Oh, yeah.
So now this year, Patty now has a commercial with Walmart doing about the pies. So it's a lady coming to the door and she delivering a pie to the lady's front door.
Okay.
And so I think that's a little shady because my whole thing is this. Where's the Patty LaBelle pie guy? Because this is the thing, Patty.
Let's be real.
We didn't even know you had pie.
That's true.
I didn't know that.
That's true. So, however, she got to protect her coin. She's not trying to pay his rent. So she sees
she
opportunity.
Give him a little something.
Mm-hmm. I think that she did because I honestly, I love him, met him, wanted him to come in. Things didn't work out. But I feel like you should have taken advantage of that, all of those opportunities. Patty gave him a lot of, like, time. Like, invited him.
No, she
him.
Didn't.
No, media, she didn't.
Media
I
did.
Like I think that she did.
She only brought him into her house when the media was like, you why need to isn't bring she paying attention
correct.
To this boy?
And I feel like Patty is one of those girls that will get you online for the media attention, call you up, give you her number, mm-hmm. and then change her number.
So that's what
Sorry,
happened,
the
though.
You have dialed
because
no
this
longer.
Sounds like tea. So, guys, breaking, hashtag BHL reality check. Patti LaBelle gave Patty the old dude her number and then changed it.
Wait a minute.
We have confirmed what's that was tea, Patty.
We are
Rapture
Buzz
TV exclusive.
So,
bitch,
that
hashtag here.
Hashtag here.
Hashtag
change her number. A lot going on, y'all.
Listen, I'm going to reverse back a little bit because
God.
We weren't able
That's
to talk
messy,
about.
That is very messy.
Let's talk about some more mess messy. Because Omarosa, who was obviously elected,
who?
The Omarosa, I wanted to backtrack because I wasn't able to talk about this, but she was the apprentice contestant, and what Donald Trump did was made her the campaign director of African American outreach. So she has.
Oh, yeah, because she's a great.
She's been receiving a lot of death threats and.
As she should.
Black, and she just recently did an interview on 2020 when she was like, this is not fair. And guess what, guys? We have a list. We have a list of everyone that has turned their back on us, and all I was trying to do was help the black community. Cue the fake cries. 5 seconds later, done. She's like, get me the F out of here. It's too hot.
I can't.
I mean, no one should be sending death threats.
No,
we don't want anyone
no, they
to die.
Shouldn't.
Like,
they shouldn't. Because he
all
is
of
our
the,
president.
The excitement elect. And all the negativity Ugh, that's happening right now, like, it's just no killing, no deaths. We don't want other countries starting wars. I've heard some crazy shit.
I've heard
lately.
Crazy
And it's just
stuff.
Like, I get it. Let's be upset, but let's use our brains and not the media that's riled us up now.
Correct.
For years, they've been riling us up to this moment. Here we are, girl. Like, because I've been reading the Bible and I'm just scared right now. And I'm just like.
And everybody's going through, like, grief. It's like, they had a boyfriend break up with them and they're waking up in the morning like trying to find this acceptance, and it's like, it's happening, it is here, we gotta move on. I know it's difficult, but Jesus Christ, we gotta move on.
Yeah, and we're gonna get more to that in the Reality X Reality Check segment of the show. Let's move on to Famously Single.
Alright, so over at AfterBuzz TV, I did this after show for Famously Single, the first season. It was alright, it was cute. I like the
Jessica White's on there, right?
She was on the first one.
Oop.
Oh, with Samira Reese. No, they switch it out every season except
Not
they brought someone back. Callum Best from the first season is coming into this one. Random. I mean, he wasn't even that entertaining. Dorothy Wang from Rich Kids LA.
Done.
Oh,
don't know
okay.
her.
I like her.
Yeah, she's fine.
I like
Dorothy.
She's the Chinese girl, right?
Yes.
The real,
she
real estate?
Nice
yeah, I like
she's
her.
Nice.
Love Dorothy.
Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
Pause. What?
Well, I
Fast
mean,
forward.
He probably needs some relationship advice.
Okay, mm-hmm. fine.
Last season, they have Pauly.
I like Pauly.
I like Pauly. I do like him.
So,
fan.
Maybe Ronnie. Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars. I don't know.
No.
Like that.
That's a no for me. I don't know who that is.
I know who she is. She's okay.
Okay.
She's
she?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait,
really?
She's okay.
She's okay. She's okay.
It's okay.
She's okay.
She can be on the
I
show.
Mean, you guys got the first girl. I'll take Karina.
Oh, right. You'll be right.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, well, I don't know how we're going to feel about this one.
Okay.
Chad Johnson, and I'm not talking Ocho Cinco. I'm talking from The Bachelor. Never seen it, so.
Oh,
that's what I was like.
Oh,
no,
we have to.
I love Chad. I love everyone hated Chad. Now I'm definitely watching now. I love Chad.
When
he
is
was
this airing?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
Can I just be honest? I've never seen the show.
It's
I don't
only,
know
this
what
is only the second season.
Famously okay. Single?
But
yeah.
Chad
so they take
was on.
Six celebri- they take six celebrities.
Yeah.
They put them in an apartment.
Or kind of celebrities them. Because let's
yeah,
think about
because
it.
Yeah, because nobody lists. Yeah.
And Chad just came off of The Bachelor. The Bachelorette. That's why he's like on there
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay.
So they
him.
Put them in this big loft. They all have to live together, and then they basically meet with therapists every day, who, like relationship.
Thanks
coaches.
To Jesus.
Okay.
And they basically help them like go out on dates. They have to meet with random people, and then sometimes they end up hooking up in the house. Like Pauly and Aubrey ended up like
they running. Are together,
and
they
still
I
together.
Love them.
Okay.
So. It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Does anybody like get voted off or kicked off?
No.
Is
no.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, there's no mess.
There's
no.
fighting.
No, oh, there's mess.
There's mess.
Okay. But it's just not
Do they
like
read each
better.
Other on their careers?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, look.
Aubrey
good,
gets
good.
Read a little bit. I still love you, girl.
Yeah, it's more of a serious show because it's more E. So yeah. They try to keep it cute.
Okay.
But so then
I don't know if I'm going to watch that.
Oh, yes, you will, because guess who's headlining?
Who?
Oh.
The queen of reality TV, Miss Tiffany Pollard,
yes!
New York.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely. Oh, yeah.
There we love New York.
Okay, there it is.
There
yeah, that's
go.
The punchline.
There we go.
Well,
yes.
Also, there is a little European tea, too. His name is David McIntosh. Apparently, he was a Secret Serviceman something.
Boring.
And now he's a fitness person.
Speaking
but rumor
of-
has it is that he might be DL.
What is DL?
Down low. Down low.
Yeah. DL or DO?
D
down. Down on the down
like
low.
A down
speaking
low
of down low, Cardell.
Ooh. We all knew he was gay.
Okay, but this guy, Andrew Caldwell, who he filed the suit against,
which is the Delivered.
Delivered.
Delivered. That guy.
I mean, I'm like, I don't know his real name, but I know him as Delivered. Mm-hmm.
But right. He retracted his statements and said that what he said wasn't true. And then he said to have Cardell please come for him because he has nothing to give, according to LoveBScott.com. So I just think where there's smoke, there's fire. And so, Cardell, these rumors have been going around for a while. So I think there's some truth to them somewhere, right?
I mean you live in he lives in Atlanta. I mean, there's some truth to the fact of you living in Atlanta, you always have to sleep with one eye open. Like, kind of like, are you gay? Are you not gay?
I mean
it's like LA. Like,
is it like LA? I feel like in Atlanta, it's a little bit more concentrated.
Atlanta is
in
a
Atlanta,
little bit more
I would
hungry.
Not date. I literally would just be single if I had to live in Atlanta. I'm not even gonna try. I'm not really. Right. Honey, I got one eye open here in LA. Linda?
Well, see, in LA, it's
she's
different.
So it ain't different. No.
Oh, my God.
These no, brothers, it's really scary.
These
like,
brothers.
I can't even.
And not even brothers. They're just like, sometimes they like boys, sometimes they like women. And then you're supposed to be like free and liberated.
Bye,
and just like, nah, bitch, I like men. And I like men who like girls. Okay.
Well, Andrew
Honey,
didn't show up, so...
Don't cheat on me with a man.
He won by default.
Jesus, Lord, fix it, Jesus.
So Cardell won the lawsuit, but it was by default because Andrew did not show up.
He got a settlement somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he definitely got paid off.
Yeah. Yes.
Portia, you dodged a bullet.
He got a lot more.
Hashtag dodged a bullet.
Okay. Yes.
But although I would have loved to see Portia fight Andrew Caldwell, that would have been funny. Wouldn't that be funny to see them like go back and forth? I think Portia would win though.
I feel like Angie might really slap the shit out of her.
Like on some like off of like retarded shit though. Like you know what I mean?
MTV reality death fight.
Would not want to
see
that.
Oh, yeah. I've delivered.
What we got next?
So moving on to our segment, Reality X or Reality Check. We basically just like get a headline that we've heard of throughout the week and then reality exit or check it if we like it or we do not like it. Let's talk about Prince Henry.
Yes.
Wait, Harry.
Harry? Is it Harry or
it's
Henry?
It's Harry.
Oh, Harry.
And his... Now, people are saying that she's, she whatever she identifies as, but she's biracial.
She's or, black.
Hello. But,
biracial is black.
But,
okay.
Because when I heard, she Googled, and she can pass. And so a lot of people are saying, like, she's one of those people who can pass.
She can pass.
When I looked at her, I didn't see, oh, you're a black woman. I saw a white woman, honestly. I was like.
I thought she was Hispanic.
I thought she was Hispanic.
This must have been wrong, the Google image.
I really Googled it.
I was like, this is wrong.
Prince Harry
but
and
you
his
know
black
that?
Girlfriend.
I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
no.
He always, you can tell he's been down for the squad.
Yes.
Like, you can tell.
He loves her.
So, I reality check that. Go for it.
Yes.
Hashtag interracial relationships. Woo! And make sure that you go and check out The Loving Story in theaters now. It's an amazing film. And it
Don't
definitely,
let
the couple.
Tell it on a different day.
What?
No, go ahead.
It's an amazing story, and it tells of a couple who changed the Constitution and America.
Great. Loved it. Speaking of changing things,
you.
McDonald's is changing something with their Big Macs. So they're going to be doing this thing. Basically, they want to be like Starbucks. So they're going to have a Mini Mac, a Big Mac.
Stop it.
A Big Mac Jr.
What? Okay.
So you're going to die, you might die.
And you will die.
Death.
Right.
A Mega Mac, you're going to die.
What does a Mega Mac look like?
I mean, it just looked like a big ass.
Is it the regular Big Mac?
It's like now you can get like a slider, and then you get like the big, like, that kind of
thing. Do you all eat McDonald's? McDonald's?
That's what I was gonna say. I've never been for McDonald's. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
I do drink their iced coffees. I don't eat their food, but their iced coffees, I'm down for it.
I'll partake.
I'll be honest. McDonald's gives me gas. I can't.
Mean it does.
Well, it's probably not even gas. It's probably like.
It's just not good.
It's just not.
It's not food. Okay.
No.
No.
On any day.
On any day.
On any
That's
day.
That's a reality.
Especially on Sunday.
On any, especially on a Sunday night or a Saturday night or a Friday night.
No.
No. You go out to that club.
We got too many choices in Los Angeles.
Mexican food.
Move on.
Mm-mm.
Oh. No. Yeah,
why did your face just contort?
Honey,
like
let's
that?
Talk about. Well, congratulations to Adrian Bailon. She is now married.
Wait, to who?
To who? Yeah.
To honey. Honey. What? His name is Israel or whatever. Hewen. And
is it that big guy?
Fat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't really want to go that. Okay.
He's big.
Plus size.
She will. Yeah. She'll bring it there
over
for
you. She'll bring it there for you.
He's a big one, but you know, more cushion for the cushion. I'm not going to lie. I used to be a chubby chaser. I still kind of am. So it ain't no, you know, ain't no shade. The thing is that he was recently married and then recently got divorced. And now he's remarried again. But you know who wasn't there? Tamar Braxton. Wasn't. And that leads me to believe that there was some kind of tiff between them. And we were all trying to figure out, like, what's going on between the panel at the real. Well, let's keep it real. She wasn't there.
Ooh, why would she not be there?
Because they don't like each other.
Right. Yeah. Just because, like, she's not on the show.
But
she's
I'm saying,
not
like,
coming.
What happened? I wonder.
Oh, I wonder.
We don't know. We will
but
find out.
But you guys know how girls are. Tamar's probably still in her.
Tried it.
No, honestly.
Tried it.
She probably
because y'all boys.
No.
Is the same way.
No.
No. Well, actually, not Willie Tell It from Day 26. This past week, you can check out Black Hollywood Live's interview with him. Find out why Day 26 didn't work out.
Oh. A whole bunch of catty drama between some men's.
Okay.
Trying to get the booty.
Wait, each other's booty?
Wait, that was not said in the interview.
I was like, what's going on?
Girl, 200,000 views.
Who was right?
Well.
Alleged.
Allegedly.
Yes. Let's say alleged.
Allegedly, okay. Booty.
Well, who?
A booty fiasco.
Well,
anyway,
we'll
out.
Talk about it later.
All right, well, that's all I got. What you got?
Let's talk about Oprah and how people were getting upset with her because she didn't endorse Donald Trump, but she tweeted out a picture of him and her together, basically saying, like, hope lives. And people were like...
Just too soon, like one of those things.
Give
it
But I agree with her.
I agree with her, too. Like what are honestly. You going to do, anti-Trump rallies? I get it. I'm here. I'm pro-protest. But what are you protesting for specifically? Because this is the president-elect, whether we like it or not. That you need to be asking yourself the bigger questions, like what is the Electoral College? Who are these people
Correct.
Who are doing
right,
this?
Exactly.
What is the bigger picture? What is the motive? Instead of like complaining, and you need to be talking about, oh, I'm scared. What are you scared for? He's about to come snatching us up out of our house and kicking us back to Africa. Come on, my friends. Don't be like that. And you need to be questioning Pence because Donald Trump just made
him. That is too scary.
Hello? Why
gay conversion therapy?
Yes.
What?
I'm like, everyone is just like, they're following the lead. And I am so disappointed in these Black Lives Matter leaders who are pushing these scare tactics. I had to check two of them the other day on Twitter. Because I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why are you instilling this fear? Uh-huh. Because people are going to start to organize without really thinking. They're reacting immediately. People are burning American flags in the street. I get it. You are upset, but you need to channel that emotion into something more positive. I get it. We're all upset. It's freaking Donald Trump. He's the the president-elect. Be nervous about Pence.
But I will say it is scary because I think what people were, at least for me, what I was responding to is seeing all the reactions in these smaller states around the world, middle America.
But I don't live in a bubble because I'm from Ohio. It's a swing state. It mostly votes, it's Republican. So that's not, I really feel like that's a personal thing where you should have been more prepared to, like, I was not surprised when Donald Trump won.
I was.
No, I'm like, I live in Los Angeles, but the rest of America does not think how progressive we do. Progressive no, that
they
we do.
No, they do not. Because middle America is, I'm not saying all of middle America, but like the people that voted for him, I know that they wanted change. And I had to have my own moment too, like going through like grief. Oh my God, I was freaking out. And I did get caught up in the media and like looking at all these Facebook pages, the stuff people writing the N word, F, you know, whatever with Trump. And it was scary, but you know? But you had to get through like the acceptance of it. And now I'm on the other side of it.
I just also, the one thing that really irritates me is that, you know, I hate that we're making it all about race. And I feel like the media pushes it. And I don't believe, I do not believe that everyone that voted for Trump is racist.
No, I don't believe that either.
A lot of people think.
Or a bigot, or sexist.
No, I think it goes back to middle America got hit in 2008. They don't know how to come back from that. They don't understand certain struggles of being gay or being black. Or they don't understand that struggle. All they know is that our family got hit in 2008 and we need the economy to get back to where it was. And I think that's where most of the votes came from as far as voting
and
for Trump.
And it wasn't third-party like voters' fault. There were over 46 million people who did not vote at all. In the state of Michigan, they literally came out and voted for state issues and left the presidency, like the candidates, blank.
In the bullying.
So you can't
check out the third parties.
I honestly, I hear you, but I do feel like race is a big issue with
this. Oh, absolutely,
yeah. And I also feel like, you know, when it comes down to like the whole Black Lives Matter, I don't feel like they're necessarily promoting fear, but we cannot deny that most of the people that came out for Trump, they are racist.
No, I totally do get that.
They're racist at the rallies. There's racism going on in the schools. Like, what was the CNN reporter, Van Jones. He said it was a white lash.
But the people,
that was iconic.
That's true.
We cannot ignore that.
But I feel like there's a responsibility as a leader on that platform. Yes, you highlight specific issues, certain circumstances, or things that are going on, but you also need to rally around a solution. Don't just feed out, look what's happening, look what's happening, look at all this hate, look at all this hate, okay. And then leave people to be like, well, shoot, I'm just scared and I don't know what to do. I'm going to go and burn an American flag because I'm upset. That's not okay, and that's irresponsible.
Okay, but take this. I understand that point, but take this point. So think about the beginning of how this year started. Beyonce, one of the biggest stages known to our country, the Super Bowl. How much backlash she got for that. And then the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And then all the murders and the shootings of the black men. And then black women started being natural and more proud and getting information. And then we started wearing our ethnic colors. Everybody was happy. And, you know, we were starting to feel empowered as minorities and as people. And that's starting to frighten people. So then to me, it came out to, okay, they're winning this race battle. To me, this is how I'm looking at it. There's this race battle that was happening because so many people tried to blackball Beyonce when she did that formation thing. So many people tried to make a big thing about Jada Pinkett, and then you had Kendrick Lamar coming out. All these celebrities were taking stands, and then Kaepernick. So then the Caucasians, I feel like, were getting upset. So then it comes down to the presidential election. Of course, they're all going to vote for Trump because they want their country back. And the slogan, Make America Great Again, that has a racist undertone to it. No, and there's nobody that's going to tell me that doesn't, because that sounds racist. Yeah. It is about race. Mm-hmm.
No, I totally think that race has a large, it definitely does have everything to do with it. But I also just feel like you have to ask yourself why. And you have to sit back and just practice reflective thinking and just really, why is this? And then you ask yourself, okay, this is that. Why is it that?
Correct.
And then why is it that? You can't just be like, react and be like, I'm upset. I'm going out. I'm protesting. It's like, what specifically are you protesting against? Now sit at home, come up with a list of solutions. Then come up with a list of solutions. And then you really have to just exercise your brain and you have to think. They're scared of an educated Negro.
Yes.
You have to really think, and you have to educate yourself. You can't just follow the lead and just get excited because everyone else is out in the streets
but
and
that's
protesting.
What, everyone's conditioned to do that.
I'm not.
And they're really? Expressing themselves
okay.
initially.
No,
nobody ever wants to ever look at a different party. All we do is we get bullied into voting red
yep,
or blue.
She's not.
I don't. I got cussed out for it. But the reality is like when you really look at other parties and you really think of what America stands for, and then you think, wait, why every single time we come around to vote, we get bullied into picking this or this, and they're so far to one direction.
Absolutely.
Well, I honestly think Hillary was a joke.
Absolutely.
Because in my mind, first of all, you're the captain of this ship. You have all of us rooting for you. We're all rooting for you.
I wasn't.
And at the end of the day, you have people sitting across the nation looking at you, and then you concede, and then you don't even come speak to your people.
When did he come speak to her people? She expected Michigan to vote for her. They don't have any water. You didn't go and you did not campaign in Michigan. You waited to the last week. You wanted to get Jay-Z and Beyonce to come win over the votes in Ohio.
Right.
The second week, the second to the last week until elections, you're a joke. It's not okay. You cannot win over the black young vote that way.
But
it's ridiculous.
People don't want to do their research, so instead they go and just say, well, you know what? I'm not going to look at anybody else, so I'll just go red.
Because Beyonce told me to vote for Hillary, so I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Right. But that's why Hillary did it, you know? And I think that's what a lot of people saw through that. And then that day when she left and said she's going to sleep and good night, she'll address it tomorrow. At that moment, I knew that Hillary Clinton was just for the votes. Like, that's
she got complacent and thought the black vote was just hers, period. Yeah. And she was just like, oh, I got that. And
it
was
I really feel like this is all just was a part of the plan, and we have all just been guinea pigs.
Oh.
Literally, I feel like Donald Trump, yes, he is the president-elect, but they're setting Mike Pence up to be the president of the United States.
That's scary.
Y'all need to wake up and just think.
Because his plan,
Think about it. Like, stop getting so riled up. Get off of social media and just really focus on the issues at hand. And don't be so scared and shy away from Donald. Like, read Donald Trump's, like, first 100 days initiative. Actually, I kind of agree with a lot of things
that
he's saying. And I'm like, wow, okay. So when I saw Oprah, Hope Lives, I'm like, I am kind of feeling optimistic and hopeful and maybe things will work out. But if they don't, guess what? I'm going to be that smart person to where if you take away this, I'm going to have my plan in place to take care of myself. Like, I'm not about to live in fear. Like, I'll go back to Africa
on a
yacht. I mean,
I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking. He can't do anything for the white community or any other communities without it helping and benefiting us, too. So here's the thing. We're all going to benefit from it. That's how I look at it. And honestly, when I saw Trump do his, like, pre-acceptance speech, it was a different Trump than it was in the
rally. Even when he met with Obama, you can see
Trump.
He was, like, cowarding almost. Because he was just like, the fudge am I doing here?
Like, this is
really happening. I'm really going to have America's life in my hand. Like, what did I do?
Yeah. Do you also look at it? Like, his face looks so different. And it's like, because, you know, right before that happens, they tell you a whole bunch of top secret shit that you are like, my.
But I don't think he knows it yet.
They tell you some pretty intense shit. That's why I've seen his face.
I want to know everything.
Look at his face back on the last speech he just did. And it's just, it's a different Trump. And
it's
just
a different Trump.
Imagine having to take
like
all that
I think outside of the box, like National Treasure. That's me. But the thing is, like, people would say, like, Ashley.
You
think outside. Like, people used to say that I'm a conspiracy theorist and I think outside the box and, like, my views are unrealistic. No. But look at us now. Wow. Here we are. Exactly what I was saying happened. Now I'm telling you, check out Pence, because that's the person we need to be focused on.
Camps, microchips, like...
I ain't getting no microchip.
Camp, because they'll be like, oh, okay, you don't want it. Well, until we figure this out, boo, we're going to send you to this amazing resort.
Black people ain't about to go down without no fight. We survived over 500 years of slavery. We survived freaking Bush administration.
Girl,
you think that we're about to just
dead,
be like,
America
oh, okay, cool. No, me and my cat will be in the street with our all black on and our froze.
And the thing too is like, how many presidents say a ton of stuff to get elected, to get the people like excited, to get them to change? And so he played off of this hatred for Obama to these people to get elected.
Ain't
and now that he's in
Obama.
There, he's like, we're not really
building
the wall.
In the past, right?
we're not building the wall. We're going to keep that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's already a fence in place. I had to tell my kids, because I'm a teacher, I'm like, you know, because we did our little fifth grade vote, and they're like, well, I'm a Hispanic kid. I'm really scared because my family may be ripped apart. And I'm like, my friend, there's already a fence there.
Yeah,
there's
like
certain
there's
procedures
there.
That you have to do in order to become an American citizen.
Period.
And Obama has deported millions of people. This is not anything new.
It's just what he highlighted.
Yeah,
it's what he highlighted.
And it's how he said it. It's like, you can't be so aggressive with your words regarding sensitive matters.
We gotta
like
get
this.
Them out of
it's
here.
Not okay.
But we live in a PC country right now. Like, everything has
to
be
accent.
So...
Yeah.
wait a minute, and Donald what Trump did you call
said,
me?
I don't give a damn. Get him out of here.
But see, but here's the thing. Yeah. I actually don't think I have a problem with Donald Trump. I think I have the bigger issue with the people that support him. Because they're taking him as this puppet and they're using him to be racist.
But who and are those people? And then who are those people's bosses? And then who are those people's bosses?
They are our bosses. They are the people that we work for. They're the people that smile in our face. We smile in their face. Those are the people. They're not the ones that look like rednecks. Those are the people that say, they sign your check and say, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. Would you like?
Those are those people. My daughter.
Yeah, those are those. Those are the people. Those people count. I'm telling you,
they do. I mean, and they this year they went out and to they the went out to and
show. So how do you guys feel? Reality X, Reality Check, the cow exit. Have you heard about that?
Wait, no.
What?
Enlighten me.
So
please.
You heard of Brexit?
Yeah.
And so there was a trending hashtag, the cow exit, where they want to exonerate California as a state from America, and then it's just like its own country, filled with rainbows and unicorns.
Texas has been trying to do that for years.
Yo, people, Texas, we want you to say, if I can just take a chisel and just get y'all ass out of here.
I love my city.
Yeah, your city is awesome, but the rest of Texas is bananas. Right.
Austin's
where are you from?
Great.
Oh, Austin, yeah, Austin. Yeah.
Austin's everything. Awesome, but...
Yeah. Everything else can get rid of. Yeah, just move Austin over here.
I know. Austin should be in California.
It really should.
It really just should be in California.
I have one more. So a lot of people are slut-shaming Donald Trump's wife, and people are saying that you shouldn't slut-shame her. It's not okay. You know, a lot of feminists out there are saying it's not okay to do that.
Oh, I didn't hear that side of it.
No, I did. Because I like to see both sides of the story. I feel like that's how you grow and you progress intellectually. Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, I'm right. No, bitch, you might be wrong. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. So how do you guys feel about it?
I agree with it because it's, to
you
me,
you shouldn't
hilarious.
Slut-sham her. Slut-shame
shouldn't.
Her.
Because if we're going to look at it, because the people that are slut-shaming her... I really wouldn't if it was any other situation or person.
They slut-shamed Michelle Obama when she wearing that sleeveless dress.
They would have slut-shamed Michelle Obama.
For wearing her sleeves out. Like, having her arms out.
They did.
So they should definitely slut-shame Melania Trump. Slut-shame the fuck out of her.
Ooh. No.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think anybody should be out here slut-shaming anybody, especially...
Yes, Amber.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
Yes, Amber Rose.
My whole thing is don't stop now because it's Melania. If you were going to do it for Michelle and Beyonce and Amber...
But nobody should be doing it.
No one should be
doing it, but it's going to continue to happen, so it should happen to her as well.
But see, this is the thing. It's going to continue to happen because people get so riled up about it and don't stop it. So it's like, well, you know what? This one just happened, so we're going to keep on doing it until we become a community that actually says, you know what? I'm tired of the fucking reality show. I'm tired of the fucking ratchet shit. I'm tired of the shade. I'm tired of the fucking tea.
I mean, a reality star is a president.
I was just about to say, we just elected Donald Trump.
So here's the point. Is now it's time to fucking pull it together. Because this is what we elected. This is what our world created this. What are you talking about?
But I think it's... we like that. I mean, I think that that's why he got so far. Yeah, Donald Trump was entertainment.
Because people like to sit around and watch like a hot mess.
Let's just call it what Americans do.
Yes.
The rest of the world is laughing at us. Americans are laughing. We live for that reality. I mean, we're on reality check. Right. We're saying this and we're like on reality check.
I know, but you said that. Yeah, I was like, you know, we might not have a job, bro. Like,
but that's fine. I would rather not have a job talking about this and find one somewhere else.
But listen, I doubt this.
Speaking of jobs, I will say that don't be so upset. I read this really cute meme. If you really want to make a difference in this world and you're an educator, go out to one of the red states and teach in a public institution and spread that love and spread that hope and just really teach progressively, even though you probably will get fired because they don't play that.
No, they don't.
No.
I doubt the slut shaming is going to stop with Melania. I don't think, maybe the next person.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to start, especially with the temperature in the country. It's not going to
Absolutely. No. Yeah. But now she's going to get it worse than anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why she said, the first thing I want to work on is online bullying.
I bet you do, right? Online bullying and plagiarism.
We're right in the troubles right now.
Sorry, First Lady Meliana.
Melanie. I want to work on this.
Oh, poor thing. Welcome to America.
Anyway, though.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Well,
Hold on together and make sure you guys tune in with us every week for the next 4 years.
Did you guys see that meme? It was like when her and Michelle Obama were sitting together, and Michelle Obama said, Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. And then Melania said, Hi, I'm Michelle Obama.
She said, no, girl, you gotta put your name, put your own name right in there.
But okay, so all of the Joe memes, Joe and Obama's, are hilarious. I'm like, I want a best friend like Joe.
Me too. I love Joe.
Joe is just like, you better not say anything to me, man.
And then Obama's, and Obama's like, shut up, Joe.
You're right.
Sit down somewhere now.
But it's so hilarious because I really like put their voices to the words. I'm like, what is my life? Like, this is the problem with America. I'm sitting here reading memes
instead of coming up with a plan.
I don't know. I mean, but you know what? It's really scary because I feel like if you are one of those people who you want to really voice your opinion,
you can't.
You really can't. You'll get shut down on either side.
Because nobody wants a conversation. Nobody wants a
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders made me feel how Malcolm X made me feel when I listened to him.
Really?
Just so hopeful. I would get chills.
Yes,
I would cry.
Yes,
because he was just so filled with like something about him just exuded confidence and power and strength and love. And he was like, I'll fight with you. And I just felt like, you are.
Until you looked at him for 2 more minutes and realize he's about to die.
Yeah, but it's okay. Cause
so that's the part, I think.
But you know what? 2020, I would love to see Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders running together. Like, I would love to see Bernie Sanders as her VP.
How old is he?
It doesn't matter. Because Donald Trump is the same old hag. The only thing is he just wears a lot of makeup and he got his lace front on. If Bernie had a lace front and makeup team, he would look about 50 years old, too. So stop it, Trump. Okay,
with your tiny hair.
With your tiny hair. You got Beyonce's makeup team on your side.
Who has Beyonce's makeup team?
I'm sorry, I forgot she endorsed Hillary.
Oh my God.
Oh, Beyonce?
First of all, the fact that you even gave him that.
Didn't she take off all of her pictures off her Instagram of Hillary Clinton?
Did she take it down?
There's no pictures of Hillary Clinton.
Wait, Beyonce?
Well, hey, the CMA did it to her.
She CMA'd her?
CMA did it.
You know what? I was surprised that like some celebrities didn't have anything to say. I was actually kind of shocked.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I didn't have anything to say about either candidate. That's why I voted third party. And I do it again. And I dare y'all to come for me.
Girl, you don't get
boop. I don't care. I'm standing by what I believe in. I refuse to get pushed into what you believe in. That's not what I'm about at all. I will never be about that.
Honestly, but it's just funny because if you really sit and talk to other voters and you ask them about any of the other candidates.
They don't know.
No,
they don't.
They're just like, I'm just doing it because that's what I'm supposed to do. Okay, you're such a genius. I love you.
Moving along.
Well, that's our show for today. Hashtag Gay Show
Reality
Check.
Reality politics, huh?
It was good, though. It was very good. I'm sweating.
Yeah, me too.
Honey, these
shaking
underarms going to need
yes,
a...
Yes, mama was affected.
Yes. Where can everyone find you?
Go for it. You go.
Oh, well, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Armand Wiggins.
Thank you.
Okay,
you can find me at DreaRenee_N.
And Jesse.
Boom, everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV everywhere, #BHLRealityCheck. We will see you next week.
Peace.
See ya.
Honey, she...
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.